Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required.
Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is to take a hobby-themed vacation. Rather than starting with where, sometimes it's fun to start with what you'll be doing and use some of your time off to go deep on something you really love. So on the blog Cup of Joe, a recent post described a cookbook vacation dreamed up by two friends. Both of them love to cook, so they rented an Airbnb and planned to cook their way through some famous cookbooks. Unfortunately, the pandemic derailed their plans, but I still think that this is a really neat idea. People who ski or dive or golf might take hobby vacations, but many folks with other sorts of hobbies don't really think about how those might work in a holiday context. And yet, if we love our hobbies and generally enjoy our time off, combining the two might make for some really memorable experiences. So, for instance, if you like to cook, you could take a page from Cup of Joe and plan a vacation or staycation centered around cooking. Maybe you could cook from a specific cookbook or visit a location known for a particular cuisine to take a cooking class. You could enroll in a short course at a cooking school. You could go somewhere with lots of farms and markets and really use the local ingredients. Maybe you could arrange a private lesson with a chef or a visit to a kitchen at a well-known restaurant. String a few of these ideas together and you'd really have a vacation worth remembering. Or maybe you like crafting or some other creative hobby. You could make a pilgrimage to a famous store in another city, a well-known yarn store, for instance, or a stationery store you've been hearing about for years. You could take a class somewhere. You could visit a museum devoted to crafts or go to a crafts-related conference, or visit lots of craft markets. Rent a space with some fellow craft lovers and bring all your materials and go to town. A photographer might visit a space with natural beauty for the purpose of taking lots of great shots. A book lover might enjoy visiting a bookstore in another place. Plenty of people happily travel hundreds of miles to go to The Strand in New York City, Powell's Books in Portland, Oregon, or Ann Patchett's Parnassus in Nashville. Buy a few new books at the destination bookstore, find a park bench or a coffee shop, and read to your heart's content. Another reading-themed possibility is to visit your favorite author's hometown and spend a weekend reading his or her works and walking the streets where the author walked. I have toyed with the idea of wandering around Dublin to see where the various events in Ulysses happened. Or hey, there's nothing like seeing A Christmas Carol performed in London or seeing one of Shakespeare's plays there. When people plan vacations, a common starting point is where they want to go. But another approach is to start from an activity that you'd like to do. Instead of focusing your time off on a place, focus it on an activity. Then you choose the where or the wheres based on what fits best. Of course, if your focus is on what, then you may not even need to travel somewhere to indulge your hobby. But you do want to make sure that you are still in a vacation mindset if you are taking a hobby vacation. So think through this hobby staycation so you maximize the good stuff and minimize any not-so-fun stuff. What would you enjoy doing on a hobby-themed vacation? I would love to hear about it. You can let me know at laura@lauravanderkam.com. In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.